This is Rabbi Nathaniel Perron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Lone Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. We continue, finish Dalet Amud Aleph 4a, the third section. It's the blue text. So one more time, Ibai is Ema. Maybe we can say, how do we know that Cyrus went south, turned sour, went bad? Minalanda Achmed, how do we know Mehacha? From here, because it says Ad Kisav Kakrin Mea, only until 100 talents of silver, Val Chitin Kurin Mea. For the wheat, 100 kur, right? Kur is a measurement of wheat. Ad Chamar Batin Mea. When we're talking about wine, only 100 vats of wine, Bad Batin Mishach Mea, and only 100 vats of oil. Malach Dilo Kisav, but you can give salt without measure. Right? So Mi'ikara originally, below Kitsusa, he was giving, right, free hand. Whatever they need, no limits. Vahashta b'kitzusa, but now he's cut back. He's set limits. Right? It's not freeing as openly and generously as it once did. There we see that he turned. He's no good. What a shmendrik. The Gemara says, wait a minute. V'dilma me'ikara lo havikimle b'kitzusa. Right? Maybe originally just didn't know how much it was going to be. He had no idea. So he said, okay, open, turn the spigot. Once he had an idea of what they needed, so he gave them what they needed. That's not so bad. So Gemara said, now you're right. Elach mechvartan kedushanina meikar. So we'll go back to one of the earlier answers. How do we know that he was machmitz? How do we know that he turned? Okay, so scratch this answer. Go back to an earlier answer. Okay, we're leaving the souring Cyrus and the funny dogs, and we say in the regalim, right? Mishnah said that for the regal. Right, Nisan is the month of the right Rosh Hashanah for the regalim for the festivals. So the Gemara says regalim be'echad be'Nisan who? It's really the first of Nisan. It's echad be'Nisan. Bechamisha asar be'Nisan who? Pesach starts on the 15th of Nisan. So Amar Rav Chizda says no regel shebo. The regel that is in the month of Nisan, that's Rosh Hashanah l'regalim, right? The month which has Pesach, or the Pesach within the month of Nisan, that's Rosh Hashanah for the regalim. Now, what's the difference? Who cares when the beginning of the regel cycle is in that sense? Nafkamina. So there is a very important practical ramification. Linoder. Somebody takes a vow. Lemekam alem b'Baal Ta'acher. Right. When are you in violation of Baal Ta'acher? Baal Ta'acher means do not delay in fulfilling your vow. At what point, when you have not fulfilled your vow, are you in violation of this do not delay? Right. And Rabbi Shimon. So it is Rabbi Shimon. It is right. The fact that we have a Rosh Hashanah for regalim. It's about Baal Ta'acher and it's Rabbi Shimon. What in the world does that mean? So the Gemara is going to lay it out for us now, and then we'll summarize. The Tanya we have in Ebraisa, Echad Hanoder, whether somebody takes a vow, Echad HaMakdish, or somebody who just sanctifies an item to the Beis HaMikdash. I can vow an item to the Beis HaMikdash. I can vow to give the item. I can sanctify the item. Echad HaMarich, what I can say, the value of this item, my value is upon me. So you better go and bring that to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Either the item or the money or the thing you are makdish. You better go and bring it. Kevan she'avru alav shlosha regalim. Once three regalim have passed over b'Baal Ta'acher, you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Right, so you have three regalim's time to fulfill that vow, hekdesh, you know, promise, pledge, etc. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Shlosha regalim kisidram. You need to have three regalim in order, and b'chag hamatzos tchila, and the first one has to be Pesach. That's what it means. That Nisan, that Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. It's talking about Baal Ta'acher, and specifically in the position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, You need to have three in order, but they have to start with Pesach, because Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah. Good. So now you'll actually, we'll flesh it out even a little bit more. You'll see how it works in practice. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, regalim, when we talk about the regalim, and bal ta'achar, and do not delay, pa'amim shlosha, sometimes you're going to only pass three regalim and violate. Pa'amim arba, sometimes you'll actually go through four regalim before you violate. Pa'amim chamisha, sometimes you go through five regalim before you violate. Right, this is, again, working within the assumption they have to be in order and start with Pesach. How does it work? Not Ketzach. Not only if they are Pesach, you take a vow before Pesach, so then Shlosha, right? Then you have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. By the time you hit Sukkos and you haven't fulfilled your vow, it's three in order. It started with Pesach and bam. Lifnei Atzeres. But if you vowed right between Pesach and Shavuos, and you need three in a row, and it has to start with Pesach, so then Chamisha, you're gonna pass over five regalim, because you're going to have Shavuos and Sukkos, but that doesn't help you, because you didn't start with Pesach. Then you got to go and do another round, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Lifnei HaChag, if you vow between Shavuos and Sukkos, and then Arba, you got to hit Sukkos, but that's only one. It's got to start with Pesach, so you do Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Okay. So that's the importance of having a Rosh Hashanah for regalim. It's talking about vows, and within the position of Rav Shimon, who says, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that has to start with Pesach, because it is the Rosh Hashanah. Tana Rabbanan. So now we'll start a teaching that we begin today, and we will conclude tomorrow. Chayav adamim, if you owe somebody money, ba'arachin. Right? Arachin is when you say the value of, X is a, it's upon me. Or if you have charamim, you have dedications. Or you have hekdeshos, you have sanctifications. Or chataos, ve'ashamos, alush yishlomim. Right, you have a sin offering, a guilt offering, a completely burnt offering, and a peace offering, tzedakos, maisros. Right, if you have tzedakah that you pledged, or maiser, or bechor, or maiser, right, a firstborn animal, this second maiser is maiser of animals. You have to give a Pesach or a Korban Pesach, right? These are all things you give. Continuation of this teaching, this Tana Rabbanan, we will learn tomorrow. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.